Mix 106.5.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to your Tuesday show.
Good morning. Happy Tuesday.
I think Charlotte said it best today. I was having the same feeling. Is anybody else driving to work feeling like you're late?
Today?
It's so bright now that, like, I had to look down just to double check the time because I was like, wait, am I actually on time or, like, is my clock off now? Mm-hmm. Did you have that feeling too, Charlotte? What was that feeling for you like?
It was just like this brief panic where it was like, wait, yeah. It's not supposed to be that bright though, right?
Like the sun is almost throwing us off. So it's 6:07 right now. Like if you're listening, it's actually 6. It's not like 7:07. It's not like 6:39. Like
I think it's a little different because you guys got here 10 minutes ago. So it is brighter.
Oh,
out.
Jessica, excuse us.
I just think it's funny that you guys are like, it's so bright. I'm like, yeah, 10 minutes ago, it is hella bright.
Just gets here 4 a.m. So
it was still dark, bro. Some of us do prep work.
It was still dark when I got here, so can't relate, but I see
you. Wow. Did anybody feel that shade for a second? Hang on. How shady was that 1 to 10? Was that a little bit shady?
Because
that felt a little...
6 o'clock club. Like, tap in. Yeah, you're right. It is super bright outside right now.
Are they still giving you hell, by the way, next door? Is that still a thing?
Oh, every day. Every day, that's the conversation.
There's this inside joke you need to know about, in case you don't know about this. The boys over at...
105.7 The Fan.
The sports station. Give Jess hell. There's this inside joke. Why did it even start? I don't even know.
Literally, it was only because I was carrying 3 drinks at once in my lunch pail because I have water, coffee, and a protein shake. And then I had my snacks and I was just living my life. Yeah. And they thought I was actually walking into work at that time, which is like criminal.
Yeah.
And since then, every single day that they see me, they tell me that I've gotten here late to work, which is a literal lie. And they just talk like that over on their station. So sometimes they have their listeners text our text line and tell me how apparently late I was to work, which is just fake news.
If you ever want to make Jess mad, like seriously, just text her just randomly throughout the show, like, but not early. Text her at like 7 or 8.
And just be always like literally, it's been like 3 hours. What are you guys talking about?
Be like, Jess, are you just getting here? Like just literally mid-break, just text her. Like, Jess, are you just getting here? Like she'll literally, she hates it so much. That's just your little Jess tidbit, little tidbit of the day.
Yeah.
Now.
These are the top 3 trending stories in the city.
The Baltimore top 3 with Jess. Number 3.
The Maryland Zoo's largest fundraiser, Brew at the Zoo, is back, returning this Memorial Day weekend, May 24th and 25th. This event is actually Baltimore's biggest craft beer festival. Unlimited sampling of over 80 craft beers, wines, and hard seltzers. You'll also get to enjoy live music, local food, and all-day admission to the zoo. Proceeds from the event will support the zoo's animal care and conservation programs. You can get all that info and tickets on their website. MarylandZoo.org.
Number 2.
Starbucks is officially releasing their summer menu starting today, including their brand new iced horchata oat milk shaken espresso. Returning fan favorite summer berry Starbucks refreshers are making a comeback, and they're also adding a new strawberries and cream cake pop if you've never had horchata before. So their version is going to be a mix of blonde espresso. They're going to have the horchata flavored syrup, which is that's going to be like the fusion of the cinnamon, sweet vanilla, kind of like subtle nutty notes, and also their version of the rice milk that makes up a traditional horchata drink.
Are you pumped?
Yeah, that's going to be incredible.
Every time I talk about Starbucks, I think about the day that they released the new cup and you were like melting down.
And I couldn't go get it. This was in San Diego.
Jess was like, remember you were like begging listeners to go get you the
cup? No, okay, false. I wasn't begging listeners. I was crying that I couldn't get the cup. And then listeners were like, I'm going. I will get your cups in time in line. And that's what took place. And I still have that cup to this day.
Number 1.
Netflix is saving Sesame Street after Warner Brothers Discovery ended its partnership with the show. Netflix is picking it up, and season 56 will kick off later this year. And if you didn't know, both Sesame Street and Peppa Pig will actually be moving to the new home of Netflix. As of right now, there's no word on premiere dates on either of the series, but parents may want to get ready to sign up for the platform if you haven't already. And also, both series will still run on PBS and PBS Kids on the day the episode drops.
I feel like Sesame Street's going to be around forever, which is good. It can't go away. It just can't. Like, it cannot.
Well, that's what you say until they decided not to renew, which was like, excuse me.
But like, think about it. Like, it's just, because didn't it go to HBO for a second too?
That's where the episodes are now.
Right.
After they air.
Right.
And those will actually remain there until 2027.
Okay.
But once that's over, they're donezo with HBO or Max or whatever the heck it's calling itself right now.
And then they're going to Netflix.
Yes. And then select episodes, like previous episodes, like old school episodes, will be on Netflix, but who knows like how far back they're gonna go.
Hang in there, Netflix. Don't let us down. Because if they go off Netflix, then it's like, what?
I don't think so. I think it'll be one of those things where it's like Harry Potter moves like once every so many years.
That's a good point, too. Bounce around. It can't go away forever.
Never.
Like, think about it. Like,
never.
Every generation of kids needs Sesame Street.
Yeah.
I don't care where it is, what platform, if it's on PBS, if it's on
No Love for Peppa Pig.
I don't know anything about Peppa
Neither
Pig.
Neither do I.
I don't care.
But shout out Peppa.
Pig can go away. Kids don't need
Actually,
Peppa.
Actually, no.
No, kids don't need Peppa Pig.
Peppa Pig is so popular. I feel like those are fighting words.
No, I once worked a live Peppa Pig show, and the kids went crazy.
But the kids, people can go away.
I don't know.
Kids can live
so.
Without Peppa Pig.
But you're saying that because you don't know Peppa Pig.
No.
And, like, she's not a part of your life.
It can go away. It's
so
fine.
I feel like that's actually not true.
They can't live without
Sesame
Street.
You know there's a parent right now being like, Peppa Pig is the only way that I survive. I will literally
debate this with us.
And
text us.
I support Peppa. Not me.
Text us. Can Peppa Pig go away? Honest to God, text us. 410-583.
You're literally alone in this.
1065. I just think that can go. Sesame Street, though, no way.
This is Jess, and that's your top three on Mix 1065. Good morning.
Can we talk about how awkward you were in high school? And like, I'm sure you turned out to be like a completely fine and normal-ish human being. We all turned out fine.
Yes.
Fine. We turned out to be normal.
You eventually get there.
We get there.
But the process is a little bumpy.
It's a little bumpy along the way, right? And for some reason, middle high school, just know that if you're going through that phase right now.
Everyone does it and you can't help yourself.
Jess got reminded of this last weekend. What happened?
So over the weekend, I was at my cousin's high school graduation party. And my aunt and uncle like put together this like huge, I mean, it was so elaborate. They had food trucks. It was incredible over in Virginia. And all of my cousin's friends are there, right? But little by little, as these kids are starting to trickle in, they are hanging out outside. So they're not inside the clubhouse or whatever where like all the parents are.
Yeah.
And then as they are arriving, it's like they part like the sea. Like they start to go, like all the girls somehow end up on one side and all the boys end up on the other. And there were a ton of kids there, okay? Yeah. And I'm like, you guys, like, talk to each other.
What's happening?
But when you're seeing this, it immediately takes you back to that time in your life to where, like, they were radiating awkwardness to the point where I was getting uncomfortable because I was having flashbacks of that internal feeling. Because at that time, there's nothing you can do.
No.
Like, you cannot help yourselves. And just watching them was making me uncomfortable. So I looked at Garage Boy and I was like, this is stressing me out. I have to go inside. I don't want to watch this. I don't want to watch this because I don't like, it's like they're in like little groups, you know, and they kind of look at each other and then they don't. And then, you know, when you like yell someone's name, but then you like run away and you're like, why are you yelling their name if you clearly want to talk to them? But then you run away when they look at you. Like, stop.
Can we reminisce this morning about your high school awkwardness? Because I know, especially when it comes to the opposite, or it could have been the same sex.
Anyone that you're interested in.
Those feelings, man, those feelings
crushes.
Came up. And
yeah.
Like, you just got so weird and so awkward. And we all had to go through that phase. What happened with you?
So for my junior prom, that was the first time I ever went to a dance with a guy. And I liked him. I had a crush on him and everything. And when we took pictures and it was fine. But even when we took photos and we were actually together, I could feel myself freaking out internally.
Yeah.
And I could not interact with him. Like, I was so nervous to be at a school dance with a boy for the first time in my life, one. And then two, because I actually had a crush on him to the point where, like, I literally hid from him the whole time. time. It was so mean. Like, I couldn't look at him. Like, I didn't want him like to touch me. Like, if he wanted to dance with me or anything, like, I ran away. Yes, I thought he was like the sweetest kid ever. I had a crush on him. I was so excited when he asked me. I had no idea that he was going to ask me. But when it came to the night of the dance, I couldn't even be 2 inches from this kid. Like, yeah. my anxiety and my nervousness was so crippling that I was running away from him the whole time. It was terrible.
Why are we like that?
I don't know.
I don't understand why.
And he never talked to me again, of course, because I was terrible.
So this homecoming dance freshman year. Okay, freshman year too. So this is the first time I've ever had to do this before. Mm-hmm. And I was going to ask this girl to the dance. And she knew that I was going to ask her to. So like this should have been easy. And I had a very good understanding that she was going to say yes. So this should have been easy peasy, man. Right before I was going to do it, I was getting nervous, a palm sweating, man, you know that feeling, right? That just gut feeling of this, I'm so nervous. I literally freaked out though, and I decided instead of going to, because this was theater class, I was like, I literally couldn't do it. And so instead I skipped class and I literally sat in the bathroom that whole entire class because I could not bring myself to
do
asking
it.
The girl that I knew was going to say yes, yeah, by the way.
Yeah, and you keep telling yourself, okay, in 2 minutes I'll go.
She knew. Yeah. She knew I was going to ask her and I knew she was going to say yes, but instead of actually doing it, I just sat in the bathroom. The whole entire time.
Did you ever ask her?
I did the next day.
Kramer and Jess.
$1,000 minute.
Mix 106.5.
You know what it is. $1,000 in free gas. Every single day at this time, keep on coming back over and over and over again. Keep playing this game. Even if it's just in your car, like by yourself. One day you're going to get brave. You're going to call. You're going to play. And one day it could be you winning the $1,000 in free gas. Caller 10 today. Hi, who's this? Mix.
Oh, my gosh. It's Kristen.
Hi Kristen.
Oh, and Brett.
Kristen and Brett?
Yes, my son, Brett.
Hi, Brett.
I've been on here before. I was a PE teacher.
Oh, my gosh. Well, hi, PE teacher, Kristen
hi.
And Brett. Hi, guys. Hi, 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 hi.
Happy
hi.
Good Tuesday.
Morning. Happy Tuesday.
Are you guys ready to go?
Yes.
Yes, all right. Well, let's play this game then. Quick reminder how we do it before we go. Jessica, how do we play the $1,000 minute?
If you can answer 7 trivia questions in 60 seconds, you win $1,000 in free dash and gas. But if you get one wrong, mispronounce one, or take longer than 60 seconds, you're out. Now remember, you can pass on the ones you don't know. Just got to say pass, and then we'll go back to them only if there's time at the end. Kristen and Brett, you ready to play?
Yes.
Your chance at $1,000 in Dash and Gas starts now.
In what motorsport do competitors race motorcycles on dirt tracks with sharp turns?
Motocross.
Correct. Question number 2. What happens to the cradle in Rockabye Baby when the wind blew? Or you can pass.
Well, the cradle will fall.
Oh, no.
The cradle rocked.
The cradle rocked.
You were so
close. The cradle rocked first. Yeah, the cradle rocked first. That was what happened. The cradle rocked, first. Then the bow breaks and the cradle falls. Yeah, so the cradle rocked first. It was the next thing that happened.
That one's kind of tough, though. It's almost like you got to sing it in your brain first.
Yeah. All right. Hey, let's keep playing for fun, though, okay? Let's keep playing for fun, and let's see how we would have done, okay?
Question number 3. Where was Tupac Shakur born?
Oh, I have no idea. New York.
New York. He was born in New York, and it's funny because a lot of people get that confused where some people think he's from L.A. or even here. He went to school here.
Yeah.
I know he's on California Love, but no, he was born in New York.
New York.
Question number 4. What is 81 divided by 9?
Nine.
Nine, correct. Yep, good job. Question number 5. What is the state capital of New Hampshire?
How are we on capitals?
Concord.
Yeah, that's tough.
Number 6. What kind of animal is the Komodo dragon?
Reptile, lizard?
Yeah, we would have taken either. Yeah, it's a lizard reptile. We would have taken those. And number 7. What is the 6th letter in the word adventure?
I hear Brett over there. I hear him.
He plays with me every single morning. So.
Brett, you got this.
Brett, you said T, right?
Yeah. Yep, that's T.
Brett's got T. There goes T right there. All right. Hey, that's how it's played. That's how it goes. Tomorrow, y'all, we'll come back. We'll try 7 more trivia questions worth $1,000 in free gas same time, okay?
Okay. Thank you. Love you guys.
Love you guys. Have a good day. And make sure to head to Dashen for their classic country breakfast stackadilla or the bold flavor of a Santa Fe stackadilla. Both are made with fresh cracked eggs and can be yours for an everyday low price of just $6.95 only at Dashen. I don't know about y'all. Even though it's only Tuesday, I think I need to pick me up already.
You okay? I just said we're a pretty day. Well, has been okay?
Not for me. JK, JK.
When Jess has a dilemma and is put to the test, she turns to her family because nieces know best.
Wow. You all right, bro?
Yeah, I'm good.
Are you?
The girls are here to save the day.
All right, let's get into Nieces Know Best. If you're new to this, I want you to think of this as like, remember you came home on Friday night and like turned on TGIF or Full House, Family Matters. What else was a TGIF?
Growing Pains,
Boy Meets World, one of those shows. This is like kind of the radio equivalent of that, and we do it with Jess and her nieces. If you don't know Jess's nieces, let's introduce you to them.
Yeah, so I'm really close with my family, and all my family is on the West Coast. So once a week, I talk to my nieces, Abby and Maya. Abby is 13, Maya is 10, and just about different things that are going on in my life because I think that kids are the most transparent and unapologetically honest to human beings on the planet.
So what's happening with you?
Well, okay, so my birthday is this week and Garage Boy and I had our big like New York City trip planned, and I think because now it's the week of and our friends are starting to like trickle into town into New York who we were supposed to meet up with.
Are they starting
to get a little sad. Yeah, because it's my birthday and also Garage Boy's best friend's birthday. Oh, so we like typically celebrate it together.
Oh, God.
So, yeah, they're still going. So that's why, you know, it's still a little sad. So I really wanted to turn to my nieces on like, what do you do when just stuff doesn't work out?
Okay, so this Thursday is my birthday. And we originally had this New York City birthday trip planned. And I was going to go see Wicked on Broadway in New York for the very first time. But unfortunately, when Uncle Gerald's car got broken into, they did a lot of damage and we had to cancel the trip because that's the smartest thing for us to do right now. But I am definitely bummed because we had been really looking forward to that trip. So I wanted to ask you for advice. Like, what do you do when things don't work out? Like, how do you make yourself feel better during those situations? Abby, you go first.
I give myself time to be upset because it's a very valid reaction and I'm allowed to be upset over things I was looking forward to. Mm-hmm. But after that, I try to focus on things that make me happy, like watch a show or bake something to just take my mind off of it.
Aw, I love that. Thanks, Ab. That's awesome. Maya, what do you think?
So in like this situation, I understand that you have to like fix his car and stuff. But what I would do if this happened to me, then I'll try to do happy things like call my friends or hang out with people or even play Animal Crossing.
Thanks, Mai. Thanks, you guys. Those are really good ideas. I love you.
Love you.
Love you too.
In Maya's world, Animal Crossing is always the answer. And I love that. I love that for her. It's always the answer. Always.
Have you considered just playing Animal Crossing?
I think I have to at this point, right? At this point, I have to.
Dude, I didn't realize they were all still going.
Yeah.
That like almost makes it. I knew like you guys weren't going, so I just thought maybe everyone wasn't going. But
no,
I didn't realize everybody
no.
was still going except for the two of you.
Yeah. Yeah, Garage Boy and I got to sit this one out.
Did I tell you my mom was so sad about this that she started offering up different cars,
what?
Being like, would they like to borrow this car to go there?
Your mom is so
like,
sweet.
She really wanted you to see it.
I love her.
I've been doing radio for a long time, and I usually know how to get out of a segment and like kind of twist it and make it feel better. I don't know how to save this.
No,
this,
and
this
that's
is
okay.
Just sad.
No,
this
that's okay. I think that's why I really wanted to talk to the girls because. Like, okay, this whole birthday thing, am I bummed? Yeah, but like, is it the end of the world? No. And I just love their, and this is why we do this segment, like the pureness of it. She's like, I'm going to go bake a cake and I'm going to play Animal Crossing. You know what I mean?
I do,
like, absolutely. So this weekend, Garage Boy and I have like different things
plan just to like have like a fun weekend between the two of us, and that's okay. Like, and I think that obviously this is just for fun. This is on a very small scale, but you don't always get what you want in life. You can't always do the fun things, especially being an adult. You can't always afford to do the fun things, and you have to make smart decisions. Damn. And you make the best of your situation. And I'm hoping, I'm gonna knock on some kind of wood, that the weather's gonna be nice this weekend. It's okay. And we can still enjoy, you know, the sunshine. And if it's not, I will still have a cocktail in the rain as well.
Ain't nothing slowing you down.
No.
All right. There goes Nisa's know best. Okay. All right. What was so painful you swear you'd never do again? I'm sure there's something that comes to mind. You're like, I'm out. I'm never doing it again. I swear. That's it. We're talking trauma this morning, people here.
Nice.
Today, I'm facing a very traumatic part of my life that I swear I would never do it again.
Since you were 9 years old?
9 years old. This really happened when I was nine. In hopes that it gets better, but there's also a chance this could go horribly wrong. Mm-hmm. So when I was nine, I threw a birthday party.
Oh man, I know this story.
And literally most of the people that I invited didn't come. It was a Super Mario party. And the ones that did come literally paid no attention to me.
Because didn't you want to like perform something?
I put together a Super Mario show. So half the kids that came, first off, half the kids didn't come, right? So the other half that did come, like, didn't pay attention to like what I put together. And I was like so upset.
Right.
So since age nine, I have not thrown myself another birthday party since then.
Since nine? Question. Yeah. So after that ninth birthday of like the tragedy of the ninth birthday goes down, Super Mario.
Yeah.
So
I was dressed up, I had the overalls, I had the fake mustache,
also,
everything.
So I really would have loved to see this performance. Thank you. It sounds incredible.
There's a VHS of it somewhere.
Oh, so I'd like to see.
Following that year, when your mom was like, what do you want to do for your birthday? Mm-hmm. What did that look like?
It was only family parties since then.
So you swore off inviting friends to a friends function.
That was it.
Okay.
Because I always felt like I was going to get let down from other people, right? Okay. So the last couple of years, though, I'm like, maybe that's silly. Maybe I need to like work through that.
Yeah.
And a couple of weekends ago, we were at this birthday party for Jess and a couple of people. And so I said, you know what? Maybe this is the year, because I go to all these birthday functions and I'm like, maybe I feel kind of left out for a couple of different reasons. One, because I haven't really given myself a birthday party in a few years.
Yeah.
And also, whenever I go to birthday parties for other people, because I don't drink, I'm a vegan. I always feel like there's never like a birthday party that's quite right for me. And I said, you know what? This year, I'm going to face my fears.
Yeah.
And I'm going to throw myself, since the age of nine, my very own birthday party. Ladies and gentlemen, I present to you this.
Baltimore, this is not a drill. Saturday, May 31st. It's the party your liver has been begging you for. It's Kramer's Namaste Birthday Blowout. No booze. No meat, no talking above a whisper. You like raves? How about a silent meditation circle?
Wow.
You like tequila shots? Too bad. We're slamming room temperature lemon water. We're bringing the heat with vegan pancakes, essential oils, and a 60-minute guided yoga sesh that'll leave you shook. Forget the hangover. Wake up in a child's pose with your chakras fully unblocked. This isn't just a birthday party. It's a soul-shaking, tofu-bacon-sizzling, chakra-aligning experience. Kramer's Namaste Birthday Blowout at the Pearl Spa in Columbia. No booze, no meat, just downward dog in peace. Please bring a moderately priced gift for the host.
Oh my God.
So I literally just sent a text right now to every single on-air personality that works here.
Oh, you really did do it in real time?
Yeah, in real time right now. Inviting all of my radio friends to this party for my birthday.
That is next Saturday.
Next Saturday.
Okay.
And I swear, everyone that doesn't come to my party is literally dead to me. So, because this is going to hit so many childhood wounds to me. I knew it.
Okay, can I intervene here?
Yeah.
First of all, that production was great. That was a fun thing. Love that.
Thank you.
I love the photo. You know, he did put together a flyer. That looks incredible.
Yeah.
Now,
doing it big, first time back.
Now, because I love you, and I know this is a very touchy topic for you.
Childhood trauma.
I just need you to be able to understand.
Dead to me.
That you are sending this barely a week beforehand. And as you know, as someone who doesn't often go to other people's things, I just don't want you to get upset if not everyone can attend, because you are literally sending this out today and you're expecting everyone to be available
next Saturday.
I do have tickets to a concert that night.
I'm literally out of town for a work event.
I'm telling you, I'm going to be heartbroken.
I'm telling you right now, Stephen, that I'm literally obligated and have signed a contract to do something for a client and I cannot attend.
Okay.
This is days beforehand.
This is my first party back, y'all.
You cannot get upset if people can't come.
Childhood trauma. You choose.
Guys, I'm stressed.
Actually, I have immunity from this because who threw you a birthday party at a freaking cow farm that was actually sold out?
The choice
is yours.
So
I have immunity.
We'll come back. Listen, as the RSVPs come in, we'll come back and check in on my first birthday party.
I'm literally texting you. I can't
since
go.
Since 9. Carrie from Baltimore thinks I'm gaslighting you, apparently. Carrie, why do you think I'm gaslighting, Jess?
Because you can't, like, just make up a party and then, you know, a couple days later, if your friend doesn't come, like, you're super mad.
No, that's exactly what's happening, actually. So
she signed a contract. What if it was vice versa? What if somebody was stopping you from getting your money?
Exactly, girl.
This is Mix 106.5.
You know,
it's Kramer
and
Jess.
Karen wouldn't even stay in for that.
I'm throwing my very first birthday party in almost 30 years. I've got some birthday trauma. And so this year I'm trying to, like, work through it. And the trauma is that I threw a party and when I was 9. And, like, people either didn't show up or didn't pay attention to me, and I was really,
did you
upset.
Wait?
No.
Beforehand?
No. And so, literally, I decided that next weekend, I'm going to throw my very first birthday party. It's all catered to me. It's all the stuff that I like.
He just sent out the invitation 30 seconds ago for a party that's next Saturday.
And so you're setting yourself up for failure, and you're going to be mad at everybody who doesn't show because they have obligations.
Exactly.
I said if whoever doesn't show up is literally going to be dead to me because I would show up for them. No matter what was going on, I would show up for them. Just like I have a work obligation. I was like, okay, choose work over your friendship. Like it's going to be
a
statement.
She signed a contract.
Dude, this has been set since February. This has literally been set in stone since February.
We have a friendship contract. What about that? What about friendship contracts? We signed that 10 years ago, Jessica.
I literally am so upset because you are setting yourself up for failure, and you're going to
you are
setting yourself up to start beefing with everyone in this building because you cannot send out an invitation the week before expecting every single person to be able to come.
You can't
you
beef
just
with somebody
can't.
If they're dead to you. It's literally how easy this thing
it
is.
It literally
to me. So,
takes everyone months to be able to go to the same thing. Do you know? Okay, because I know because you're comparing it to the happy hour that me, Greg, and Rob had.
You guys planned it the week before.
That's literally not true.
That's true.
Not a birthday party.
Yes, it wasn't a birthday party, and also I would not have been. I was shocked that you even showed up because you don't show up to anything ever. So, and I was so thankful that you were there. But if you were like, "Hey, I can't make it," I would never be upset with you. You can't treat everybody like that.
I mean, literally, they planned it the week before I showed up. That's how friendships work. Listen, I hear you, and this is we're just gonna see who shows up for me, and who doesn't. It's gonna be important. It's gonna be very telling how this thing goes. Thank you for calling us. Really appreciate it. Hey, here are 5 signs that somebody might be spying on you through your phone, which is terrifying. And let's go through these really quick because if any of these weird things are happening with your phone, like just heads up that somebody could have done something to your phone to be spying on you. And like, I don't mean to freak you out, but like maybe you should be a little freaked out this morning. Let's start like this. Like, if your battery drains really fast, they could be using your tracking device as a GPS. So like if that's happening, I mean, your phone obviously could just be old, right? Number one.
Mm-hmm.
But they could be using it like as a tracking device. So just number one, if your phone is dying really fast, somebody could be using your phone as a tracking device.
Okay? Wait, how? Like through?
Like an app. Like I guess you could install apps and stuff like that on people's phones so they could actually be tracking your phone location.
I didn't know that.
As you go.
But what about if you have your location on? Is that taking a battery?
Just, I'm not a professional tracker. I can't give you details on how these kind of things work. But just know that these are some of the signs people say you can do, okay?
That's weird.
If your phone heats up really fast, it could be running a GPS in the background. So that's going to run all kinds of processes.
My phone heats up. I just thought that was because I was using it a lot.
I feel like I should have done this segment with Jess because...
And there's no explanation of when it gets hot.
Honestly, hey, does anybody have a story that like somebody was using your phone to track you? Because obviously Jess and I have never been through this before, but you could have. Like, I don't know how these things actually work. You know what I mean? But these are just the warning signs to look for.
Yeah.
Increased data storage. Like, check to see if like all of a sudden like your phone's running out of storage and you're like, well, that's weird.
That means someone's spying on you?
Well, it could be because a lot of spyware and stuff takes up a lot of memory. And so if all of a sudden you're like...
I thought that was just all my photos and videos.
Well, with people like you, if you're taking like a lot of photos and videos, and obviously, but if all of a sudden you don't and you're like, why am I getting this data limit storage? That doesn't make any sense. I don't take a lot of photos and video. Why is my cell phone used?
Okay.
It's because of that. If you're getting strange texts or notifications, somebody could be using your phone because...
What? Okay. Actually, we have to debunk that one because everyone's getting calls and text messages from random things.
I know. That is true.
And scams.
So a lot of these like cheaper spyware apps like use different text services. So that could be, again, these are all could. Some of these are vague. And if your screen randomly turns on, like just all of a sudden it lights up out of nowhere and you're not touching it, it could be like using your location as well to like track where you are. So like for example, it could be like the secret software on your phone trying to like figure out where you're at the time. So if all of a sudden your phone lights up and you're not using it, somebody could be using your phone as a tracking device. So
I am confused by every single one of these that you've listed.
Well, if any of those things are going, it's just saying you need to like at least...
All of those things are happening to me.
Do some kind of like factory reset on your phone. But honestly, I was just thinking like maybe you've got some information on that because this stuff is scary.
Is someone tracking me?
Possibly.
What?
Garage boy constantly like, where you at, girl? Where
no,
you
that's
at?
Fine. No, he definitely checks everyone's locations like once an hour.
Yeah. Well, I would just say like if any of those things are happening, it seems weird. And this is kind of a more serious segment, but like if any of this stuff's happening, like maybe just check to see if it seems like a little like something's off.
My screen just turned on right now.
Okay. I think you're probably okay. But if those are happening, it says factory reset your phone and go back to like the factory settings and just reset it.
Hi, this is Lisa from Ellicott City. I want to know, am I a bad mom because I don't want to go see my underachieving son graduate?
Okay, wait. Let's explain what's going on here. Welcome to Mix 106.5. It's Kramer and Jess. Yeah, it's graduation time.
Congratulations to all of our grads.
Wow.
Well, apparently except one.
Yes, congrats to all of our grads. Yeah, if you've never been here, we call this the parent panel. Do you want to explain what we do here, Jess?
Yeah, so parents call in and share with us when someone in their life has called them a bad parent. And we want to take a look at the situation and really see what's going on here and what happened.
So why is he underachieving? Lisa, what's the deal here?
Well, okay, I have three kids. The first two graduated summa cum laude. I'm very proud of them.
Oh, that's amazing.
But I spent a lot of money, my husband and I, on my son Tyler. He's going to Towson, and we spent for tutors, for extra help. And he's going to graduate, but barely.
Mm-hmm.
And school isn't cheap. And it's. I'm very frustrated with the whole thing.
So you're just not happy with his grades? Like, that's...
Well, I'm not happy that his brother and his sister worked so hard and they graduated with honors. He's graduating with barely.
So he's passing, but just not.
But
not...
he's graduating, though, right?
Barely, yes.
Okay.
And, but you just don't want to go and you don't want to see the ceremony because he didn't get honors?
Well, it's like, what am I supposed to do? Oh, I'm going to clap for you. You half did something. You know, my heart's not in it. I can't honestly go.
So just because your other two kids did excel in school.
Very well.
Very well.
They applied themselves. Uh-huh. He just did not apply himself. I don't want to be an enabler to him. If you don't set a goal for yourself, you don't get a job. You get passed over for jobs.
So you think by not showing up for graduation this week, that's like your little silent protest, basically, of like...
teaching him a lesson?
It's just saying I'm disappointed. I have to tell you this. My husband does not agree with me on this.
Mm.
He says we have to go. This could be the worst thing for our relationship with him if we don't go.
Mm.
Everybody else's parents will be there.
That's where the bad mom thing comes in here. Well, interesting. Let's talk this out. So Lisa's saying, hey, listen, my son's graduating from Towson. If I'm being honest, I'm a little disappointed. Like, I got two other kids that really did well in school. They applied themselves. My third son is not graduating with honors. Like, he just is just a normal student. So I'm considering just not going to graduation this week because I feel like it's a bad message. If I go and applaud him for doing mediocre in school, like, what is that saying? Is that saying, hey, then go do a mediocre job? Like, to her, that makes perfect sense. But would that be the right move to make? Jess, let's get some feedback from you.
I do think you should go. I think if the whole family is going to the graduation, I think it's something that you might regret missing. I understand if you're frustrated with the lack of effort because college is really expensive, and I'm sure that must have been hard if you felt like he was taking advantage of your guys' assistance in that. And also, to be constantly compared to your siblings is hurtful.
Well, I really don't think he tried hard enough. I mean, I don't think I should have to encourage him for not really trying. Oh, great. You hardly tried. I don't think I should do that. I should say what I feel. I'm disappointed.
So you're like, I don't want to show up for the losing team.
I don't know.
Yeah, basically.
No.
It's like being an Orioles fan sometimes. It's like.
No. But you know what? But fans still season. Show up to the game.
Okay.
That's a really good point that you're bringing up. But you don't get to be a bandwagon fan. You still go to the game.
Maybe being a parent is like being an Orioles fan. And you show up even during the hard seasons. Right.
Well, what does it say to my other kids that work so hard?
Listen, I don't not get your point. Who's up, Jess?
This is Maria in Towson on one.
What's up, Maria?
Hi there. I just think that's horrible for this mom not to go to her child's graduation. Mm-hmm. It's a major milestone, and you have to be there for your child no matter what. I totally disagree with her.
Even if she does feel I guess if she's seen all the effort her other kids put in, but then like she sees her third son and she's like, I just don't feel like he really maximized all that, you know, he could have.
Well, everyone's different. Not everyone loves school. No, I totally disagree with her. Okay. I would be there.
All right.
Yeah.
I would totally be there for my child.
Yeah, I really do think that she needs to show up.
Hey, Amanda from Glendale. Good morning.
Good morning. Hi.
Is she making the right move here by not going to graduation?
You know, honestly, I think so. Just because my parents canceled my graduation party when I didn't make honors. I just missed it. And they bought themselves a TV instead at the time with the money.
They canceled your party?
That's terrible.
Yes. Yeah. It was. We didn't talk for a little while after that, too. It was pretty bad.
Yeah.
But, like, I don't know. It kind of motivated me to get things together. Now I make over six figures. Like, my anger kind of fueled it into my work. And, you know, I got a better job than I would have otherwise.
Do you talk to your parents now? Like, how is that relationship now?
It's fine. It's kind of the same as it always was. I sort of credit that tough experience with pushing me forward. So,
dang.
Were the invitations already sent out? Like, did
everything?
Oh,
wow! 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 I mean, it sounds cruel, but to you though, you're saying that it was beneficial.
I mean, in the end, looking back on it now,
wow.
Yeah. So
okay.
I just think, you know, sometimes this temporary graduation pain can be productive.
Wow. Okay. Well, that's what we need to hear. Thank you so much for calling. Appreciate it.
Sure.
Bethany the Baker, what's up?
What's up?
Give us your two cents on this. What do you think?
As a third child who always got compared to her two older siblings, I would like to say, look at me now. As the business owner of the family, and I didn't go ahead with normal school and everything. I did trade school. I followed my passion. I did out of the usual and didn't go to a normal four-year college. And I followed my heart.
Yes. And I love that you're bringing this up. Bethany the Baker, who literally has literally has her own bakery and everything like that, is I feel like she is holding him in this box of what she thinks success is supposed to look like by comparing him to her two other children, when maybe he's just trying to get through so he can get to the next step of where he's going to succeed and where he's going to thrive. Because clearly it's not school, and I don't think he should be punished for that. He's
just
finished.
He just needs to like
check
the
graduating.
Box off.
Yeah, yeah,
to whatever he wants to do next.
I mean, he should definitely praise that and go on to the next step and support him on every step that he's going towards.
Well, I mean, Lisa, it sounds like, I mean, most parents are saying that like you should go, you know, and support him, even though he may not have met up to your, I guess, academic expectations, you know, of like where you.
You know, I guess I'll have to. Because I have to live with my husband still.
Right.
Well, I hope you
you
do.
Know, but
I
I'm not going to be happy about it. I'll go, but you don't get a gift. You don't get a trophy for just showing up, okay?
Well, I think you being there, it will mean the world to him. So I am proud of you. I am proud of you for doing that. Hi. I'm going to interrupt our boss for this.
Oh, are you really going to call him?
I don't know if he's going to answer or not. I want to see what his answer would be for this.
I think he will answer, actually.
Anybody working in an office, I also want to ask you this question, because there's a real bad epidemic if you work in an office. I didn't ask him if we can do this. This is really rude. There's a really telling, though, a new survey out. And if you work in an office, I think this is really going to freak you out. Let's see if he'll play along with a bit or not, though. If he doesn't answer, we're never talking to him again.
Oh, God.
We're leaving. We're beefing.
What is with you and these ultimatums today?
I don't know. Seriously? Feeling spicy.
What's going on? I think something is actually going on.
He's
going
to text me right after this. But man, why don't you give me a heads up on this? What are we talking about? What's
going on? Is he here?
I don't know. He's probably in a meeting.
Your call has been forwarded.
So here's the reason I bring this up.
All drama.
There's a new study out today about how often people that work in offices are getting interrupted doing their work, right? So how often you're getting interrupted by a meeting, an email, a chat, an annoying phone call from your radio DJ, whatever. Your boss is calling you. Your coworkers are calling you. People are texting you at work. People are pinging you on Slack or whatever. The amount of time that you are getting interrupted at work is so scary to me. And the reason I bring this up is because, like, Jess and Charlotte and I, we work in a studio. It's a pretty contained environment. And people know to not come in here because
we're also in a separate part of the building.
It's completely. So we don't understand what you go through if you work in an office.
But especially when it's in, like, an open space for cubicles and stuff like that.
If we go, though, like, for example, if we go to our boss Tom's office and we sit in a meeting, it's like
he gets interrupted at least 3 times minimum.
Minimum. Yeah. I mean, if we're in there for 30 minutes, it's 3 to 5 times. Somebody's just, hey, real quick.
No, it's this.
Hey, real quick. Can
knocking
I come in?
On his door that is closed.
Hey, sorry. And was like, hey, sorry, real quick. Yeah. Hey, sorry, real quick. Yeah. Or the phone's ringing or an email's pinging.
Or he's texting somebody.
There's always something that has to get done. So I'm assuming if you work in an office, it's like that. Y'all, the actual answer is if you work in an office, you're getting interrupted every 2 minutes now. Every 2 minutes, if you work in an office, you're getting interrupted by a meeting, an email, or a chat, or a ping, or something that is stopping your workflow from happening, which really freaks me out. How do you get your work done? Like, how are you productive at all? I don't understand. Like, when I did, I used to work like half radio DJ, half I did like website design when I was working in Savannah. I hated it because I could never. It was the same thing. I could never get any of the web stuff done because people were, hey, I just got a question for you real quick. Hey, buddy, are you free right now? Hey, you got a minute? Like how? And you can honestly, you can text us, call us 410-583-1065.
We got this text right here. The job interrupting thing is truth 2000%. I go into the office about an hour and a half early just so I can get things done without getting interrupted.
Crazy. Wow.
Hey, thanks for listening.
Make sure you subscribe to get the show daily.
And if you think we've earned it, give us 5 stars.
Hear Kramer and Jess live every morning on Mix 106.5 Baltimore.
And check out the Kramer and Jess Uncensored podcast at KramerandJess.com.